This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12. The end of the verse. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. He knows about the time. And it says that he has great wrath when the time's about up. Brother Hagin, one year, I went up to Wisconsin, 1988, to a meeting. The Lord told me to go where he was preaching. And I walked in late. It was St. Paul, Minnesota, in a civic center. And Brother Hagin said, Billy, you come up here. And I preached that night. He told me to preach. Well, how'd you like to preach when everybody came to hear Kenneth Hagin? And but you know, the Lord blessed. And I preached about the 2 days in the Bible. The Bible tells us when Jesus is coming. It says he'll be here in 2 days. And so we went on to another meeting, and Brother Hagin, we went to a camp then, and Brother Hagin saw angels, and oh, it was glorious. We had a marvelous time. He said, I want to see you when I get back to my office. So I went back to see him at the office, and he was going to ask me to teach that lesson at camp meeting, those things. He said, I want you to come 2 days at camp meeting and teach that. And it was about Jesus coming, and he said, I know Jesus is coming, and he said, you're anointed, and he said, the Lord's been talking to me about you and about your going to Israel and how it all plays a part. And then he looked at me over his desk, and his eyes became like flames of fire. And he said, Jesus Christ is coming soon, and Satan is going to do everything in his power to stop it. When he said that, I had a thought. I'm not proud of this thought, but I had it anyway. I said, oh, dear God, this thing is real. I'd been preaching it, but somehow I got the revelation of it. He doesn't want Jesus to come, because he's going to be evicted. So he's mad. So go back up here to verse 10. The end of verse 10 says, the accuser of our brethren, the end of it, the accuser of our brethren, that's what he does. He's like a prosecuting attorney. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. But they overcame him. This is a particular group of people, but it works for all of us. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. He is to be overcome every time. And the principal instrument in the overcoming of him is the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. Now the Lord led me in a study. He always leads me in studies, and he does you, I'm sure. But he led me in a study down a certain path, which I will take you. But I began to see the blood of the Lamb, and I begin to see that the word of their testimony is faith. Everything of God is by faith. It pleases God. And I began to see that the word of their testimony had to do with their faith in God's word, and also their faith and their testimony in what the blood of the Lamb does. Putting that blood of the Lamb in their mouths by faith. The word overcome is a clue. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We see that word overcome in 1 John 5:4, if you'll turn there. Say glory.
Glory.
1 John 5:4. Chapter 5 and verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh. We're overcomers. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, the flesh, the devil, even what? Our faith. Bless the Lord. Now turn to Romans 3. Romans 3, and this time verse 25. Speaking of Christ Jesus, it says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, but for overcoming faith, for overcoming power, you have to have faith in the blood. This scripture tells us particularly to have faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Faith in the blood, faith in its power. We add to that blood the word of our testimony. We believe it in our heart and we speak it with our mouth concerning the faith in the blood. Now turn to our faith chapter, Hebrews 11. And we'll look at a couple of scriptures here. You know, this is where all the great heroes of faith are mentioned by name. Abraham, bless the Lord. In Hebrews 11, we'll pick it up with Moses. Verse 24. By faith, Moses. Now verse 28. It mentions several things he does by faith, but we're looking particularly at this one. Through faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. Through faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. Lest he that destroyed, the destroyer, the one who brings destruction, lest he that destroys the first, destroyed the firstborn, should touch them. Through faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood. He had faith in the blood of the Passover. Now, verse 31. Somebody else had faith in the blood, and this time it's a woman. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not when she had received the spies with peace. Now we're going to go back and look at those two examples of faith in the blood. You have to have faith in the blood. You cannot just say, I plead the blood, I plead the blood, I plead the blood. If you don't have faith in the blood, it will be a mechanical repetition. How do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In order to have faith in the power of the blood, you have to receive the word of God on the blood and have faith in its wonder-working power. Then when you add your testimony to it by faith, you speak concerning it. You're speaking from a heart filled with faith that you're convinced past the knowledge of your own name that there's power in that blood to do whatever you want it to do. Stand between the power of the enemy. Make your way into the presence of God. The blood does many things. So let's look at Moses one more time and the Passover in Exodus 12. They're coming out of Egypt. We cannot get faith in the blood any place but the word. You only can get it here. Bless the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. You know that they were held by Pharaoh. Moses went in one last time to say, let us go, but Pharaoh didn't let them go. So, Exodus chapter 12, the last of the verse 8, Moses went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moshe, or Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. Now he's going to tell them something to do. Verse 3 of chapter 12. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. This is a personal thing. The father in the house did this. He took a little lamb, a lamb without blemish, without spot. Verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Verse 6, you shall keep it up till the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. He tells them to eat all of it. And in verse 12, he says, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. Remember that word, judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Say, destroy. Bless the Lord. I think we'll take verse 14 now. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. He sets in order in the earth the great feast which shows to us Passover and the Passover blood of the Lamb. And he shows us the principle of applying the blood. We sang tonight, there to my heart was the blood applied. And he says to us, you're going to apply the blood as long as you need to. This blood is for applying down in our times too. We apply it to our heart. We apply it to our houses. I was going to say last night that we apply it to our houses, and I ran out of time. And Brother Pastor got up here and said, you know, we should apply the blood to our houses. Meaning this, how many of you can see me?
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways, on the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447, or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.